2 years ago, Esteban Zúñiga had to stop teaching music in his garage. His neighbors kept calling the police and he was fined. He went to court and the judge dismissed the fines, but to stay out of trouble, he decided to save money from his landscaping job to soundproof the garage.
It's a lot of investment. Why? Because it's community work. It's community work, it's for our culture. So I prefer my community or the descendants learning their culture instead of being in the streets or doing whatever or getting hypnotized by the technology that we have.
Tonight, in that soundproof garage, complete with air conditioning and a bathroom, Zúñiga teaches a group of 15 students, ranging in ages 8 to 16. Saul Martinez is 8 years old. He plays a traditional song from Oaxaca on his soprano saxophone. Norma Policarpo is Saul's mother. She's been bringing her son to Zúñiga's music school for the past 10 months. She says Saul puts a lot of effort into it. He learns more every day and is persistent. She's seen his progress, that's why she keeps bringing him. That and the fact that her son is learning Oaxacan customs and keeping alive its traditions. Esteban Zúñiga and other teachers like him are replicating a tradition from Oaxaca called Escoleta, a music school based in a village.
Each village has one. The most important thing is once they have Escoleta, it's music for everybody in the hometown, basically free. So they could keep on passing the tradition, the musical tradition.
That musical tradition is focused on the brass band, usually made up of 20 to 35 instruments, trumpets, trombones, sousaphones, along with clarinets, saxophones, and two drums. Here in Los Angeles, there are more than a dozen Oaxacan brass bands, and each has its own escoleta. Zúñiga is preparing his students for a new brass band he's forming. They've been practicing for 6 months. Once he's worked with them for about a year, he says they'll be ready to play in public. Two miles from Zúñiga's garage, there's a storefront on Pico Boulevard. Maceo's Music Academy is home to a 30-piece brass band and a large dance troupe. They're rehearsing for a traditional music and dance festival called Guelaguetza. Estanislao Maceos was director of his hometown's municipal brass band. He moved to LA in 2000. After a few years working in odd jobs and gaining the respect of the Oaxacan community, he established his music school. Since then, he's helped form several brass bands, including the one he's directing tonight.
A los niños es muy difícil porque ellos han nacido acá, es otra cultura. Entonces,
he says, it's difficult for the children because they were born here and it's another culture. We're imposing our children to play our music and it's hard. But after so much persistence, they do learn to love our Oaxacan music. They dance to it and they make it their own. Maceo says the goal is to help their children find their identity. He says, even though they were born in this country, their roots are in Oaxaca. The roots of their parents are there, and part of their identity is this music. Oaxacan brass bands play at all kinds of private and public events, from religious processions to dance festivals. Tonight, at the home of Maceo's Music Academy, there's a party celebrating a baptism. Nineteen-year-old Yulisa Maceos is directing the band. She plays clarinet and is the daughter of Maestro Maceos. She says her father has built an impressive body of work.
As immigrants, we come here with nothing. and we work hard, and seeing how someone from the pueblo that comes here can actually succeed in any other way that a citizen can do it. So I think it just gives me a feeling of hope that everything's possible.
There are people who call Maqueo's music school the hotbed of brass bands in Los Angeles. In 17 years, Maqueo's has taught music to more than 500 students. Still, he has bigger dreams.
En el futuro tenerlo con cuerdas y toda una orquesta sinfónica.
He says, I want to have a big band with strings, a complete symphonic orchestra.
El sueño todavía está ahora porque lo quiero más grande todavía.
Estanislao Maqueo's, Oaxacan culture advocate, music teacher, and dreamer. For Take Two, I'm Beto Arcos.